Let me take you back a couple weeks ago to something junior forward Riley Fawcett said.
I think it's going to take a lot of heart and determination and just the fact that we need these points.
If the Beavers are going to take any more points in league play over these final weeks of the regular season, they will need to do exactly that. Play with a lot of heart and determination. Play like they did against UMD last Saturday.
Power play unit. A shot and a goal. What a pass. Beautiful pass from the blue line by Joyce found Hutchinson in the left circle, and Hutch puts that one upper shelf over the shoulder of Maddie Rooney. Beavers tie it up 1-1. Our score was 7:14 to play.
It's Mordova. Berglund won the draw. Joyce.
There's that one. Turns it in. A shot and a goal! Tipped in by Emily Berglund. What a play there by Bemidji State, and Emily Berglund tipped that one in. It is a 2-2 hockey game with 4:28 to play in the third.
The Bemidji State women's hockey team again battled back after falling the previous night. This time, they took the second-ranked team in the country to a shootout.
Now, Emma Terrace, the junior out of New Hope, Minnesota, will get her opportunity here. She picks up the puck between center ice. Emma Terrace slides it in from the right-hand side, puts that one just under the legs of Maddie Rooney. And now Catherine McGovern, a senior out of Scottsdale, Arizona, will take on Brittany Mowat. McGovern skates over to the right circle, over down the middle. A shot just missing wide. So Brittany Mowat makes the first save. Second one was wide. And now Carly Assey will get her chance for Bemidji State. Assey collects the puck out at center. She skates over to the right. Now back over to the left up the middle. Assey with a shot and a goal! Bemidji State wins the shootout here against the Bulldogs. That's all the Beavers needed. Carly Assey with the game-winning shootout goal. Emma Terrace gets the other one. And the Beavers take the extra point in league play. This was huge. Bemidji State with a shootout win over the number 2 ranked Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs here today at the Sanford Center.
The Lady Beavs took 2 points from the UMD Bulldogs last weekend. It was a tough task, but Coach Scanlon says his team has what it takes to do it again.
And when we're moving our feet and moving the puck, particularly in the offensive zone, we can be hard to handle because we have some players that are really hard on pucks, and they'll create turnovers, and then it's a matter of manufacturing, opportunities to score, whether it's, going low, high, spread, whatever. Those are things we work on all the time, but it all starts with pressure in the puck. Like I say, you can't hit what you can't catch. If we're moving our feet pretty good, it's going to be tougher for them.
They face off against another formidable foe, North Dakota. Tonight, we're at home as the Beavers battle the Fighting Hawks in the R.H. Bob Peters Rink at the Sanford Center. The Benusa pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.